The following program is sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries.
Together, we're inspiring people to live for Jesus. If you're looking for more in life, to live with purpose and peace, to make a difference for your family and those in need around the world, Jesus is the answer. And our mission is to simply point you to Him. You're watching Kingdom Connection with Jensen Franklin.
I want to use one verse of scripture, Mark chapter 11, verse 2. And Jesus said unto them, go your way into the village over against you. It's an interesting little line, and I know I'm doing a play on words, but that's exactly what the King James Version of the Bible says. The oldest translation would be the King James. Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as you're entered into it, you'll find a colt tied, wherein never a man sat. Loose him and bring him. I want you to notice that verse. It was the instruction of Jesus to his disciples. They were moving up from the southern part of Israel, leaving Galilee, leaving Capernaum, going straight up to Jerusalem. It was time for the feast of Passover. They were headed to Jerusalem. And this village was so small, we're not told anything about it. We're not given its specific geographical location or name in the text. We're only told that Jesus sent his disciples into the next village that, I like the wording of it, that was against them. So the only name that we have of this little village was against. Sometimes Jesus will send you into places and into circumstances and into situations that will be against you. And the devil didn't send you into it. The devil may love to kill, steal, and destroy through some of the things that we end up in. But God allowed in his sovereignty for his disciples to go into a place called against. The word against means opposed. The word against means resistance. The word against means that something is, you're in a fight. This is against me. Sometimes God will send you into a season called against. It just feels like everything's working against you. Everything that used to work is not working. And it's not one problem, but it's multiple problems sometimes. And you're just in a season of against, a place called against. He said, I want you, disciples, because I always love to put my people in, I order them. I give the directions. Go into against. Daniel, go into the lion's den. And those lions will not be a petting zoo. They will be against you. But when you're surrounded with what's against you, you need to know that I am for you. And when you get in it, I'll be with you. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I'm sending you into a fiery furnace that is heated up 7 times hotter. And I want you to understand that I am allowing you to go into a place that is against you. They'll throw you into the fire. And we preach it, you know, we preachers, we say that they were dancing with the fourth man in the fire, because you know the story. When they got in there, the fire didn't burn them. Neither was there the smell of smoke. But the scripture said that I couldn't find anywhere where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego ever saw the fourth man in the fire when they were in the fire. The Bible said the king looked in at some of God's servants going through a fiery furnace. And when the ungodly king looked in, he said, I'm looking through my binoculars. I'm preaching it like I want to. He's looking and he says, I know I put 3 in the fire that were bound, and I see 1, 2, 3, 4 loosed. but they never saw him. We're never told Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego saw the fourth man, because sometimes you can be going through the fiery furnace and the place of against, and you don't feel God and you don't see God, but the fourth man is in the fire. Three plus fire equals four. And the fourth man, you can't get to him sometimes until you go through the fire. And whatever you went in bound by is going to be loose. All the fire is going to burn up is what's been binding you. Because there's blessings in that place. It's called against. It's tough, it's hard. One time Jesus told his disciples to get into the boat and go out into the ocean. And he knew, or go out into the Sea of Galilee, and he knew that as they were crossing that massive lake that they would encounter a storm. It's where you feel everything's against you. You know that Jesus told you to do it, but everything is opposing you and trying to stop you. Jesus wanted his disciples to learn a valuable lesson that when God allows you to go through things, and this is what I'm preaching on, when everything is against you, God is for you. And I'm going to prove that to you through the scripture in just a moment. But many times we need to understand this valuable lesson that what we perceive is against us is actually full and containing blessings that we can't even imagine. We would never choose to go through it. We'd never choose to voluntarily go to that place of against. But if God tells you to go and God leads you there, it's because he's got something that's tied up for you that nobody else can get, and you can't get to it until you go through against. It contains benefits. It contains miracles. I guess what I'm saying is if you feel like you're going through that place of against, it just feels like everything is against me. It's hard. I'm going through this. You need to get your spiritual treasure detector out. You ever seen those people on the beach with one of those things? You need to understand if God is allowing you to go through against, that there are hidden treasures of darkness there that God has tied up waiting for you. He'll never let you go through a season of against and not have something tied up that if you get your spiritual metal detector out, treasure detector out, you're going to find the praise in there that you didn't have before you went into it, because you knew he was a Savior, but you didn't know he was a healer, he was a deliverer, he was a family saver, he was a child rescuer. You didn't know that until you go through that. It's against you, it's opposing you, but there's hidden treasure in it. He said, I want you to go to that place, and I've tied up a blessing. I've tied up a colt upon which a man has never rode before. In other words, I've got some brand new things that are coming out of what you're going through that feels like it's against you. But this is what the Bible says. There's a guy in the Bible named Jacob, and he said in the book of Genesis, I believe it's the 40th chapter, he said, everything is against me. He said, everything is against me. But then there's another guy by the name of David, and David said in the scripture, but God is for me. There it is. He said, I'm going through it. I'm going through hell. But he said, and God is bottling up all my tears, because all I'm doing is weeping. I'm weeping. I'm weeping. He's bottling up my tears, and he's putting them in a book and writing about them. But when I cry unto thee, and then shall mine enemies turn back, for this I know. That's what you got to know. You got to get that in your spirit. When everything is against you, this is what I know. God is for me. Even if I messed up, even if I didn't listen to him, God never deserts you. He never gives up on you if you will earnestly cry out to him. Now, here comes the best part. So when everything's against me, number two, God is for me. Number three, and here's how God is for you, Romans 8 and verse 28. For we know that all things work together for the good, not just for anything, and not for your good. He's not talking about your good. He's not saying, oh, God's gonna give me everything I want. That's not what he's saying. All things work together for the good to them that love God. Anybody love God in this place? See, I don't love him when he blesses me. I don't love him anymore when I'm high on blessing than when I'm low going through the valley. My love actually is more. I cling to him. I say my help comes from the Lord. And those who are called, the rest of the verse says, according to his purpose. In other words, if God is letting you go through and everything is coming against you, everything's against me, but you got to know in that moment, but God is for me. And when he has tried me, I will come forth as pure gold, because all these things in it, there is a tied up blessing. And it's a donkey that's never, a man's never rode before, meaning there's a new experience coming, new blessings coming. And remember, that donkey was the one that Jesus would ride into Jerusalem, and the people would shout and wave palm branches as he was entering into the Holy Week, where he would die and be resurrected. It all was dependent upon him fulfilling a prophecy in the book of Zechariah that riding on a colt or a foal, he will come, and upon which a man has never rode. He was fulfilling a prophecy that was prophesied thousands of years, hundreds of years, certainly maybe 1,500 years before he was even born, Jesus was. That prophecy was being fulfilled. In other words, I want you to understand, sometimes God lets you, and can you hear the people screaming, Hosanna, praise, praise, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna. And they were crying and throwing their coats down for that donkey to walk over that was carrying Jesus. Sometimes God will let you go through a season when everything is against you. He sent them to untie the colt that would literally take Jesus to his eternal purpose and place of destiny, the cross and Calvary, and the resurrection in the tomb, and the ascension to the right hand of the Father. It was all tied. In other words, and the people, when he was writing, started praising. God will get praise out of what he allows you to go through that comes against you when you don't quit and you say, there's a blessing in this. People are watching. And God is watching. Tell somebody, I found blessing in against. If I were to take this microphone and go around this room, I could interview people all over this building, and they'd say, I thought it was the end of my life. I thought that I lost everything. I went bankrupt. I went through a divorce. I'm telling you, I thought that was it. I went through this. I went through that. I had cancer. I'm going through it. And you know, and we don't deny the fact that life is, most of life is against. You live it in a place called against. Welcome to life. The alternative is die if you don't like it. We're gonna suffer in this life. We're gonna go through stuff in this life, but everything is better with Jesus, because he's for me. And if he's for me, he works and uses those things to mold me more out of what I've been against. He makes me more like him. I get that stubbornness out. I get that pride out. I get that self-will. I let go of that addiction. I let go of that lie. I let go of that bondage. And more I'm looking like Jesus. It's not about me looking better. It's about me looking like Jesus. You see, good things are tied up in bad places. It was a place called against, but there was something good tied up. And some of you don't ever want to go into a bad place, but you can't get to the tied up blessings, the big ones, without going through against. I thought about COVID when I was thinking about this message. I thought about COVID. I used to come in this room right here on Fridays, and they had a cameraman back there on the camera, and we couldn't have church. We were not, and there's 3,000 seats in the fixed seats, and then we have stacked chairs, and then we have overflow. And I would come in this room week after week, month after month after month after month, and I'd walk up to this pulpit, and the little red light would come on the camera, and I'm preaching to 3,000 empty seats every Sunday. That's why when I get a little excited, and I wish he would calm down, and I brought my friend, and it's embarrassing. He screams. But you ought to come in here. I know what the rapture's going to be like if you're left behind. I came to church, and there was nobody here but me. And I was the preacher. I said, Lord, if I ever get back a crowd, if I ever get back in God's house with God's people, if I ever get a choir back, if I ever get people back, I promise you, I'll never let that praise be. If we get under nuclear attack, the doors will be open. We'll go out praising our King. Everything may be against us, but God is for us, and He works all things together for our good. Everybody take a praise break. All right, sit down. So COVID hits. In the middle of COVID, I get a phone call, and I have someone suing me because I hit their bumper. And on top of that, that's a personal lawsuit. And when they found out it was Pastor Franklin, that's another level. Amen. And then on top of that, the church goes through a lawsuit. And it's attorneys, and it's serious. And I felt so helpless. I felt so bad. I've gone all these years, never had a scandal. To God's grace, thank you, Jesus. Never. And this is you're in the middle of all of that. The congregation's dying. People are dying. Situations, church staff, all of that. You got to keep everything going. I get up every day. Oh God, everything's against me. I was crying in my Cheerios, just like you who are still home. Some of you have never come back to church. You're still eating Cheerios, watching me right now. That's all right. I'm glad you're there, because my church on there is bigger than this church. Oh, you don't hear me. I thought it was against us. Then we started growing. We used to have thousands and tens of thousands. We'd get up to maybe 25,000, 30,000 watching live on all of our outlets. Now, during COVID, our numbers go 100,000, 150,000, 200,000. One time the president called and tweeted out and said, I'm going to watch Free Chapel and Pastor Franklin this Sunday. We had 1 million people watch in one service. Oh, don't get all political on me. I'm talking about Jesus stuff right here. He can use anybody. He can use COVID. He can use anything to lift His name high. Everybody take another praise break. Oh, come on here. What the devil meant for your evil, what you think is against you, is not against you. The devil's not in charge. Hell is not in charge. God is in charge, and He is for you, and He's working it for your good if you'll trust Him and be about His purpose and love Him. Now I want to say something. If God were to allow you to take out from the book of your life the ugly chapters, even the babies are praising Him this morning. Hallelujah. If God would allow you to take out of the book of your life the ugly chapters, the dark chapters, the depressing days, the I can't take it no more nights, I give up, I just want to die, I can't go on. If God were to do that, you would not be where you are and who you are without what you've been through. There's a blessing tied up in what's against you. He had it tied up for them. And by the way, he must have been through there because he knew it was there. He's been where you are, and he knows where you are, and he knows how to get out of there. Thank God for what came against you. Whew. There's a treasure in it. That's how Jesus could call Judas. The Bible said when Judas, the snake, all right, I'm preaching to you now. You know all those people you can't stand? You better check your spirit. You know what Jesus did to his betrayer? Judas, you know, Judas sold him out for 30 pieces of silver. And you know what Jesus did when he came in the garden? The Bible said he kissed him and called him friend. You know what you're supposed to do when people hurt you? Pray for those who despitefully use you. Love your enemies. I hate that verse. I'm just being on. I don't want to love them. I want to hit them. But Jesus has a betrayer who will cost him suffering and beating. But I want you to see it like Jesus sees it. Now, it looks like this guy's against me, but actually all things are working together for his purpose. I have to have a betrayer to fulfill prophecy because it's foretold that I'll be betrayed for 30 pieces of silver hundreds of years ago. So I've got to fulfill that prophecy. And I washed his feet just a few hours ago just to show him, just to give him one more chance. I washed his feet. I knew he was going to betray me. And he kissed him, and Jesus called him friend. You have to kiss some things and call it friend. Nobody would choose cancer, but if you have it, kiss it and call it friend and say, somehow, some way, God is working through this. I don't understand it. I'm believing that I'm going to be healed. But you know what? The ultimate place of faith is when you get there where you say, live or die, I want Jesus glorified in my life. I know I'm not going to live forever. And look, we all want big miracles, but sometimes the miracle is just to trust God through it all and say, you know what? You're going to get the glory, God. You're going to get all the, even the things I don't understand. And I'm going to tell you, when you get that revelation that when everything is against me, Jesus is for me, God is for me, and he's working all things together for the good to them that love him. I know I love him. And are called according to his purpose. It's not my life. So some of you, if you lose the house and you lose the car, you that's your world. My world is not my house and my car. My world is Jesus. All of that is just, thanks God, I appreciate it. You hear about the man that was so wealthy and he's a little bit portly because he had been eating too much and the little kid, and he said, I'm a self-made man. I have millions. I'm a self-made man. And the little kid looked up at him and said, what'd you make yourself like that for? All you who think you're a self-made man or woman, can I tell you something? You don't own a thing that you'll have 100 years from now. All you are is a steward. You have it while you have it, and that's my car. That's my property. It won't be yours soon. But when you have Jesus, woo! You go from glory unto glory. I know one thing. I'm headed for a mansion on the other side. I'm headed to a land where there is no sorrow. And so whatever comes against me, if God is for me, he's working all things. Whether I live or whether I die. To live is Christ, Paul said. To die is gain. So come and cry a little bit when I die, but then have a shouting service. I hope somebody rejoices. How many of you can say amen? How many of you can really say amen? And so I'm done. This is it. The ultimate good of God's purpose in eternity. If at the end of my life I can say that was served, and I can hear Him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I'll make you ruler over many." I don't know what that means. I don't know if He's going to put me over Atlanta during the millennial. I want New York City back. I'll take that. How about that? Oh, come on. We need to have prayer meetings in America. We need to have prayer meetings about what is going on. We need to seek God's face. Only He can fix it. But here we are. And God knew that you would be here this morning. And God knew that you would need to hear a message like this morning. And He knew, I have described some of you to detail things that you're facing, that you walked in thinking everything's against me. But I want this to be your response. When everything's against me, God is for me. And He's working all things, all against, all opposition. He's working. I'll kiss it and call it friend. Because ultimately, Jesus wouldn't have went to the cross and conquered our sins had that betrayal not happened. That's why He could kiss Him and call Him friend. Because anything that helps me do the eternal purpose of God that I was put on this earth to do, if it's a hard thing that they put me through, I need to kiss them and call them friend. Because I wouldn't be who I am. Wouldn't be where I am if I hadn't gone through that was against me. Not everything you think is against you is against you. God's working all things. You believe it? I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet. And I want every person in this room to look at me right here and everyone watching at every campus. If you're going through a season of against, if you're in a place that if you were to put a name on this place you're at, it would be against. I'm going to ask you to do something this morning. I'm going to ask you to get out of your seat. And I'm going to ask you to come down to this altar, because I've learned that when you don't mix faith with a word that you hear from God, it profits you nothing. But when you mix your faith with what you just heard, God will touch you in a way that you can leave this service knowing everything's going to be all right. God is going to have His way and His will. So if you know this is for you this morning, I'm doing it real open here. If you know this message is for you, slip out of the seat where you are and come down, because I sense it. Something is going to break loose in our lives. Something has been tied up while you've been going through against. Get your spiritual treasure detector out. Come on, get it out this morning spiritually. And I want you to start searching for the treasure, searching for the blessing, searching for what, why am I going through this? It may be a praise that God's going to give you that you've never had. This is beautiful. Just keep coming. Get in as close as you can. Now let's just lift our hands and let's just begin to worship Jesus, because that's what we do. This is how we fight our battles.
Just in God, my Savior, the one.
He will never.
He will never fail. He will never fail.
Some of you got a bad doctor's report. Just bring it to the altar. This is a church that believes in miracles. Not just believes, we've seen them. He's my Savior. and He's for me. Something in the 9 o'clock service happened this morning that was very, very fresh, powerful, spontaneous. I was standing right here on the corner of this pulpit and I heard the words come into my spirit. I don't hear audible voices, but I heard just the words. They just came to me. And I heard the words, tell them to get up now. Get up, get up, get up. Say it 3 times. Get up. Get up. Get up. If everything's against you, God is for you, and He's working all things for His good. So get up, get up, get up. Get up out of that grave.
Get up.
Feeling everything's gonna be all right. Be all right. Whoa. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's more than a song. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo. Put your hand on your heart and raise the other hand. Say, Jesus, when everything's against me, you are for me. You proved that when you went to the cross and washed my sins and forgave me, took away my shame. The condemnation is gone. And when everything's against me, I boldly proclaim, God is for me. And all things are working together for the good, because I love you and I'm called to do your purpose. In Jesus' name, amen.
This program has been sponsored in part by friends and partners of Jensen Franklin Media Ministries. We hope you've enjoyed this teaching by Jensen Franklin, and thank you for your continued support of this ministry. Your prayers and financial support make these programs possible. For more information about this message and other ministry resources, visit us online at jensenfranklin.tv.